This week on the Dat.io podcast, Ryan is going to be talking about his latest project where he turns a Fisher-Price Brightbeat toddler toy into the ultimate drum machine for his toddler. All that's coming up next.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Andrew.
And we are two guys navigating fatherhood in a digital society.
Life supplies the inputs.
And we supply the outputs.
I'm Joe from PopX Cast, where science fiction meets pop culture. Part of the Gonna Geek Network, just like the show you're checking out now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find more stunningly awesome geeky shows at GonnaGeekNetwork.com.
Well, thank you, Andrew. And as you mentioned, yes, for those who have followed us long enough, you know that Andrew and I both like to get our hands down and dirty with projects around the house. And we also like to share with you our adventures and misadventures of attempting to do these very ambitious projects whilst also trying to do the dad thing and do the husband thing. And a lot of times there are points where those things don't always intersect in a real clean, nice way. So with that being said, I wanted to take today and talk about a little project that I have been working on, as Andrew mentioned, for a toddler. And he had this toy, and it's a Fisher-Price Brightbeats thing. And it's basically, it kind of looks like almost a space station control panel that you walk up to. And it has different sensors on it, and you touch them, and they play like little noises and light up and things. My wife got it at a yard sale a couple years ago for like $5. And we later found out that this thing costs like $120 if you buy it brand new. So we figured, well, you know, whatever. If he plays with it for 10 minutes and then never touches it again, we're really not out of anything. So, and when he was younger, he definitely played with it a lot more, but then it kind of took up a lot of space and got relegated to our playroom. And then we, you know, he just kind of found other things that he was into and hasn't really gone back to it very frequently. Well, one day, a few weeks ago, we're downstairs in the playroom and he goes over and he wants to play with it. I put new batteries in it and it wasn't quite working right. So you would try to touch the thing, like the little sensor spaces, and they weren't reacting. They weren't doing what they're supposed to. And then I got an idea. I said, I can make this better. It was just a total Tim Allen tool time moment of I want to make it more powerful. I want to make it do something that it wasn't really made to do. And I started thinking in my head, like, what ideas do I have? What could I do with this thing to make it cooler? And then I immediately came up with the idea of drum machine. My brother has a recording studio and he has a big drum set up. And we were over there at one point and he went down there and was showing our little guy the drums. And he just took to it immediately and was just having so much fun hitting the drums. Everything in the meantime has become drums. So whether it's the trash can, whether it's the dog, whether it's the couch, he just loves playing the drums and he loves music and things like that. So this just seemed like a perfect opportunity. And it also seemed like a perfect opportunity to go downstairs in the basement and dust off my Arduino Uno board that my parents had gotten me for Christmas, probably 9 or 10 years ago, almost at this point. And it was one of those things that I had put it on my Amazon wish list. I don't even remember what I was originally going to do with it when I put it on there. I didn't know anything about it at the time, really. So they had got it for me, and I remember opening it on Christmas Day, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is cool. And they're like, what is it? And I'm like, I don't know. I couldn't even remember what I had put it on my list for. But then after I realized kind of what you could do with these, it dawned on me at the time, yeah, I don't know how to do any of that, and it seems hard, so I'm going to put it back in the box and not touch it and move it from like, you know, three full house moves kind of things and take it with me and just leave it in a box in the basement. So I went downstairs, I dusted that off, I brought it upstairs and decided that it was time to not only put it to a good use, but also put my current employment as a software developer and doing coding and those sorts of things to good use and make something really cool with both of these skills and things that I kind of have had but never decided to put them together. So I ripped this thing apart and immediately realized, like, oh, this looks kind of complicated, but, well, wait a minute. if I think about it like coding, okay, the batteries are going in here. Okay, well, this board must be doing this. And okay, well, there's lights on it, so it's controlling the lights. And then all of a sudden, I realized that it was very, very simple. And what it came down to is there are just these metal, like real thin wires that kind of wrap around each of the points that you can touch to make it do something. And after I started looking online, I found out that these are called capacitive touch sensors. And it's a very rudimentary, almost just ridiculously basic concept of electronics, that basically anything emits a certain amount of electrical current. And this wire, when you basically put a resistor between it and something to read the current, when you get close to it, it measures that current is changing based on how close or how far away the thing is that's giving off current and it reacting to it. So in electronic sense, it's super basic. And I immediately realized that, yeah, you can totally wire this up to the Arduino. And after I did a little bit of research, realized, oh, this isn't scary at all. Even if I didn't have any background in doing software or doing coding, Arduino is a very, very simple logical programming language that it's based on other coding languages, but it's very simple. And anyone that has kind of thought about going into this or thought about looking into it, I highly recommend it because it is a very good introduction to learning how to code. And it's totally something that you can do with your kids if they're, you know, I don't know. I feel like kids are could get into this and do it at younger and younger ages. But if your child is into that kind of thing, it's totally a cool way to introduce them to it because it's very simple. There's thousands and thousands of pre-written programs out there that you can do little demos with and learn how to, you know, plug different components, you wire them together and do different things with them. Just it's just really neat stuff. And I wish I had gotten into it a lot sooner than I had. I wish I had not been intimidated by it, you know, all those years ago. So in any case, I, you know, did the research, figured out what I wanted to do. And then like when I actually went through and decided like, well, there's a couple things I need to order. And I was like, I don't know how much money I really want to put into a $5 yard sale toy. And then I realized that the stuff that you need or kind of the components that you use to do these sorts of projects are just ridiculously cheap, far cheaper than I would have ever imagined. There's probably maybe $3 of actual electronics in this device that they were selling for $100. And it just blew my mind when I realized how absolutely simple this thing was in terms of the way that it worked and how cheap the components actually were. And I'm sure the components that I ended up buying to put into my project were probably nicer than the ones that came with it. So once we learned how to do that, I was able to wire this. I was able to wire the sensors up to the Arduino. I have a long string of addressable LEDs that I have soldered together, and I have those working to where when you touch one, I can basically write like a little light show to make it, you know, bounce back and forth between the different areas and play different colors. It's really cool. That's probably one of the funnest things that I've done so far, is just learning how to do the addressable LEDs. It's super simple. Again, if you're handy with a soldering iron, you can get ones that come unsoldered and they're just basically on a sheet that you break apart. I got 100 of them. I think they were like $6 for 100 of these individual LEDs. Or if you want to spend a little bit more money and have less work to do, you can buy pre-made LED light strips and end up integrating them with Philips Hue and all sorts of different things that maybe we'll get into when we look at home automation stuff this year. But in any case, super cool, super fun to play around with those. And the last thing I ended up doing was I did have to buy a specialized board that can play the drum samples for this because I wanted to be able to do polyphonic audio through it, which basically means that when you hit one thing, it can ring out the noise and then you could hit something else and it won't stop the audio that was playing on the first one. So that board was a little bit more expensive just because it's a specialized thing, but you can do basic drum sounds, or you could do basic audio triggering just off of the Arduino itself. Very limited, but there are even boards that are very cheap, less than $10, that can do more advanced audio samples or can play more like complex things. So that's what I've been working on. I have it ready to go. I just haven't had a lot of time to actually sit down and put it all back together. I've got like two more or three more things I need to wire into it. I need to wire a power source. I'm using a rechargeable USB bank that I've had for years and it's never really even been used. Using that to power it so that way I can take it out, recharge that battery bank and plug it back into a USB and it's going to power the whole thing. And I'm going to wire in an on-off switch for it, those kind of things. Really cool. It has been a lot of fun. My wife keeps teasing me that, well, what if he ends up only playing with this one that you made for 5 minutes? And I said, I don't care, because at the end of the day, I got to learn a new skill and I got to learn how to do something that even if he doesn't realize what it is or he doesn't appreciate it now, I believe that in the future he will. And there will come a time that when he may realize like, oh, well, my dad knows how to do this kind of stuff. I want to learn how to do that too. And it just seems like it's a perfect opportunity of, hey, I got to, if I just stay like one class or like one demo project ahead of him, then I can help teach him how to do these things too one day. And that excites me. I love the idea of that. So that's my little project I've been working on amidst a boatload of other projects that maybe we'll talk about some of the other ones that we're doing too. Next week, I'll do a little intro for Andrew and he can tell you about some of the things that he's been doing. He's got some cool things going on as well. And just over the course of the next month or so, we're going to do these little short episodes just to buy us some time to focus on the things that we got going on in our homes. Just trying to get as much done now in the winter kind of icky days when we can't go outside and have fun with the kids and stuff. Get those projects done now so that when it does turn nice out, we can go outside and have some fun. So, hope that everyone has a wonderful weekend. We really appreciate your patience and we really appreciate you guys and how much you have supported us. Thank you so much. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at .io podcast and at our website at www.datiopodcast.com. And be sure to head over to the Gonna Geek Podcast Network. Check out all the other amazing shows there. For this week, for Andrew, and for myself, Ryan, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.